Nansen adds trade execution API for Solana Base and Hyperliquid perps. Nansen, one of the more widely used on-chain analytics platforms, said its API can now execute trades directly rather than only serve data. In an August 17, 2026 post on X, the firm said the API supports spot trading on Solana and Base, plus perpetual futures on Hyperliquid. The change matters because of what Nansen was before this. Its core product tracks wallet activity, labels addresses, and surfaces what it calls smart money flows. Traders paid for the signal, then took that signal somewhere else to act on it. Routing an order to a separate exchange or aggregator added delay, another API key, and another point of failure. Folding execution into the same interface removes that gap. From read-only feed to order router, until now, the Nansen API was a source of information. You queried it for token flows, holder breakdowns, or exchange balances, and your own code decided what to do next. Adding order placement changes the category of tool. A developer piping smart money alerts into a bot can now send the resulting trade back through the same connection instead of bolting on a separate venue integration. The three supported surfaces are deliberate. Solana and Base cover two of the busier spot environments, one high throughput and one Ethereum layer 2. Hyperliquid is the venue of record for on-chain perpetuals with the deepest order books in that segment. Covering spot on two chains and perps on the leading derivatives venue gives a strategy room to run directional and hedge positions without leaving the tool set. The appeal is latency and the risk is discretion. Collapsing analytics and execution into one platform mostly helps latency-sensitive strategies. If a wallet you track starts accumulating a token, the window between spotting that and getting filled is where edge lives or dies. Every hop between systems widens that window. A single API that reads the flow and places the order narrows it. That convenience carries an obvious trade-off. An interface that can both watch wallets and move money is a larger target and a larger source of operator error. A bug in a strategy that previously just logged a suggestion now spends real funds. Anyone wiring this up is handing trade authority to code that reacts to on-chain signals automatically, so position sizing, slippage caps, and kill switches stop being optional. Nansen has not published fee terms, execution quality data, or routing detail in the announcement. And those specifics will decide whether the feature is competitive against dedicated execution venues. Analytics firms keep moving toward the trade. The launch fits a broader pattern. Data providers across crypto have been pushing past dashboards toward the point where money actually moves. Owning execution means owning order flow, and order flow is a revenue line that a subscription-only analytics business does not have. For a company that built its name on labeling wallets, sitting closer to the fill is a natural commercial step. For most people who spend crypto rather than trade it programmatically, this is infrastructure news with no direct effect on daily use. It does not change how a crypto card tops up or settles. The relevance is indirect. Tighter links between analytics and execution tend to deepen liquidity on venues like Hyperliquid and on Solana-based spot markets, which over time can steady the pricing that funding and conversion layers depend on. Markets were quiet as the news landed. Bitcoin traded near $63,521, up 0.8% on the day, with Ether around $1,904, up 1.3% as of August 17, 2026. The Fear and Greed Index sat at 38 in fear territory, so this was a product release into a cautious tape rather than a euphoric one.